welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into the broadcast again this week. We're going to pick up our study in John chapter 10, verse number 39. The Lord has just dealt with these Jews, the religious leadership of the day, and dealt with them about him declaring the truth that he and the Father are one, in verse number 30 of John 10. And then they say, "You've made yourself God because you're saying that you're his son." And the Lord pulls out this passage in Psalm 82 where the Lord declares, that God Almighty declares that mankind are gods, little g, okay, not the God of heaven, but a little g, having been made in his image, his likeness, to the honor and glory and praise of God. That's how we're to have dominion over his creation. And he's given that to us. And he says, and then myself, having been separated, having been so sanctified by the Lord, you know it by my miracles, you know it by my speech, you know it by the fulfilling of the Old Testament scriptures that have come to pass in my coming. Are you going to stone me for what the Word of God says and the fulfilling of the Word of God? Are you going to do that? He says, if you don't believe what I say, believe what I do, believe the works, that you may know, verse number 38, that and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. See that the Jews just didn't want to receive that he was the Messiah and is the Messiah. In verse number 39, therefore they sought again to take him, and he escaped out of their hand. It wasn't time for the Lord to be caught, and went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John at first baptized. And there he abode. And so he went to the east of Jerusalem and over where John had been baptizing at Jordan. And many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true. And many believed on him there. And so the Lord goes, he goes over to Jordan, beyond Jordan, to the east. And he goes there and he is going to be teaching and preaching. Many people go to him. And then they make this comparison. John didn't do any miracle. And so there's no miracle to prove about John being sent by the Lord. But you know what? Every single thing that John the Baptist said about this man, Jesus, is true. And there are those indeed that believed on the Lord. And so they believed on him there. Chapter 11, John chapter 11, the call to resurrection. That's a title that I have for this chapter. Now let's take a look here. Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. And it was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. And so there's this brother and two sisters. They live in Bethany, which is just to the east of Jerusalem, just a little ways. And Lazarus has fallen sick. And Mary had blessed the Lord in having anointed him and anointed his feet and such, and even was so filled with humility that she wiped his feet off after the anointing with that oil with her hair. And so Lazarus is sick. Their brother is sick. Verse number 3, John 11:3. Therefore his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. And so the Lord indeed loved them, and they were dear unto the Lord, and he had in times past been in their house, no doubt. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. And so now Jesus is knowing exactly. We've got to remember that when we read this passage. Jesus knows exactly what he's going to do. He knows the purpose that this has come about. He said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. Why? that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. So that's the reason that Lazarus has fallen sick. It's not by mistake. It's not by happenstance. But the Lord has allowed this. He's directed this to be that the Son might be glorified and that the Father might be glorified in him. Now Jesus loved Martha, verse 5, and her sister, and Lazarus. And when he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. And so from the previous chapter, if we understand it right, he's over beyond Jordan to the east. Bethany is back to the west, going heading towards Jerusalem. And when the Lord gets that word, he says, well, this sickness isn't unto death, but for the glory of myself. And he just stayed there 2 more days. Verse 7, then after that saith he to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. So he says, let's go back over into Judea. His disciples saith to him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? And so they say, hey, wait a minute. Those fellows were over there looking to stone you twice. And what we saw in chapter 10, you escaped out of their hands. You want to go back there again? And goest thou thither again? Verse 9, Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them. So the Lord says here in verses 9 and 10, he says, you know, it's the time to do work is during the daytime. And so I've got to go to Lazarus. It's for the glory of God. We've waited the appropriate time, and let's go back. There's no need to be afraid about what the Jews seek to do. It's time to work, and I've got work to do. When it comes nighttime, and he's not just talking about the way it is with us in our life and our existence, and that it's more difficult to work at night because there's no light. It's easier to do things, especially outside during the day when there is the sunlight. He said, I've got a work to do. There's no reason that I should wait to go do it. Even though they would seek to stone me or whatever, I've got to do the work that I've been sent to do. Nighttime's coming. And when nighttime comes, there'll be no more work done. And so, in verse 11, these things said he, and after that he saith unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. And hang on to that, because the Lord Jesus says that Lazarus is asleep, that he's sleeping. And I find that interesting. Listen to what his disciples say. Verse 12. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Well, what's the big deal? If he's taking a nap, if he's resting good, then and they heard word about him being sick, and they know that when somebody's sick, the best thing for him is to get some rest. He said, if he's sleeping, he shall do well. He'll heal up. Verse 13, howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking rest and sleep. And so they didn't understand what the Lord's saying. Jesus was speaking of Lazarus's death. Verse 14, then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. So he tells the disciples in clear terms, he's dead. But Jesus has called it sleep. They're thinking, oh, he's sleeping. Well, if he gets some good rest and everything, then he'll do good and be refreshed and be healed from his sickness. But then the Lord Jesus says to them, to where they can understand, Lazarus is dead. And so they said, no doubt they thought, oh, okay, we thought he was asleep. And remember, all of this is so that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Verse 15, Jesus, and it's the way the Lord Jesus does. He's working on all fronts. He's always dealing with many people at the same time. That's the way the Lord works. Even with his singular physical presence, the Lord Jesus, because he is the Son of God, he is God. He's dealing with Lazarus. He's dealing with his sisters. He's dealing with the inhabitants there of Bethany. And he's dealing with his apostles, his disciples. Verse 15, "And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent that ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him." And so the Lord Jesus, he says, I'm glad I wasn't there. I'm glad that he's gone ahead and died, because I want there to be that which will witness unto you that you might believe, to the intent you may believe. So let's go to him. Verse 16, "Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him." He said, let's follow Jesus, and if we die, we die. And no doubt the Jews will seek to kill him. Let us go and let's die with him too. Verse 17, "Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already." And so as Jesus is approaching the town, he hears word and understands and knows that Lazarus has been dead 4 days. Now Bethany, verse 18, was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off, about a mile and a half, if we understand it correctly. And so he's there coming into Bethany, and many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. And so though there are those who are consoling them in their bereavement, they desire to be a help and a comfort unto them concerning the death of Lazarus. And so it's not only these two ladies that are there in their home. Verse 20, "Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house." And so Martha gets up when she hears that the Lord is near, and she goes out to meet him. "Then said Martha," verse 21, "unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died." Oh, if you'd have been here, he wouldn't have died. You missed it. You weren't here to heal him, to raise him up. He wouldn't have died. "But I know," verse 22, "that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee." And so she has maybe an expression of doubt, but then yet that of confidence that she expresses to the Lord in that. And then Jesus says unto her, in verse 23, "Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again." He will rise again. "Martha said unto him," verse 24, "I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day." I've got confidence that he is going to raise again at the last day. There's not a doubt in my mind about that. And then the Lord Jesus Christ is going to deal with her and deal with the people. They're going to bring a testimony and witness of his power in that day. Remember what he said in verse 4? When Jesus heard that, he said, "The sickness is not in the death, but for the glory of God, and that the Son of God might be glorified thereby." So she has confidence of the resurrection, but the Lord Jesus is talking about a resurrection sooner than what she thinks. Well, I see that her time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles, and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.